USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general joined Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow can be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
This report sponsored by IBM. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced consumers and businesses to adapt, and many of those changes are here to stay. A recent study of over 19,000 participants conducted by IBM's Institute for Business Value and the National Retail Federation reveals that hybrid shopping and sustainability are top of mind for consumers in 2022. Hybrid shopping mixes the physical and digital experience, and Gen Z consumers are most likely to blend in-person browsing with online purchases. Retail businesses are reshaping operations with new technology to make it possible. Carl Haller, IBM Retail Industry Partner.
The pandemic has changed the way we live and the way we shop. Many habits that consumers started out of necessity are now the norm. Retailers must leverage new capabilities such as AI, blockchain, advanced analytics, and hybrid cloud computing to meet shoppers where they are and deliver a fully integrated hybrid retail experience.
Beyond convenience, customers are also interested in making more climate-conscious shopping decisions, with 62% willing to change their purchasing habits to reduce environmental impact. For more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Donations to aid groups in Afghanistan have been given the green light by the federal government.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person has died and several others were hurt last night after a Butte County shooting inside a bus in the town of Oroville, California. Oroville police are reporting they started getting calls around 7:35 p.m. Pacific about a shooting inside a Greyhound bus outside the AM/PM store. The suspect fled the scene and was caught inside a Walmart thanks to phone tips to the police department. The unidentified suspect is in custody in the Butte County Jail. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Trump was on Newsmax TV this week, saying he thinks the United States border, not Ukraine, ought to be the number one issue for America. But even on that critical clash with the Kremlin, the former president said Biden has botched things so bad, all the leverage has been given to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump says these crises around the world would not have happened under his watch.
Because it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. This was not even thinkable. And China wouldn't have happened. And you watch what's going to happen with Taiwan now. And I think that after the Olympics, it'll be a very interesting period of time. Because they see the way we withdrew from Afghanistan, the horrible way. Not the fact that we did, because I was the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers. But we were getting out with strength and dignity and the equipment and no death. What happened is terrible, and the world watched, and they watch our borders where people are flooding into our country. We have no idea who they are, where they come from. And things are happening now that are very bad. I've never seen anything like what's happening to our country.
Former President Trump points out Putin has no respect for the current president.
Yeah. He doesn't have any respect for our leadership. He doesn't have any respect for our country anymore. They respected our country, and frankly, they respected our leader a year ago. This was not something that was ever going to happen. Supply chain was never going to happen. Many things weren't going to happen. Inflation, when you look at that, you look at the crime rate in the cities. We made better trade deals. We did a lot of good things, but nothing happened that was negative to the United States.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.